incredible is it, Lord, that you are above all things, God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Lord, every part of creation knows who you are. Everything responds to your name. Everything bows to you, God. Jesus, you be exalted in this place, the high and lifted one, the glorious God of all the universe. God, the desire of the nations, and you're here. God, you're here.
Thank you.
your face as you call my name.
Sacrifice to God. Come on, beloved, it's your own sacrifice of worship. Nobody can take it away from you. Doesn't it feel good to worship tonight? Come on. You wake up in the morning. I woke up this morning and I was miserable. I could barely spend 5 minutes with Jesus. I had no idea what was going on. I tried all the regular formulas and actions and traditions that I've done for this past year. And for whatever reason, I couldn't break through. But you know what? When we act out in faith and we say, God, this is my sacrifice of worship. Come on. It's your sacrifice of worship. Nobody can make you do it. Nobody can make you do it. And you give it to him and you lay it down before him and in faith believe that his presence is there. In faith believe that the Father is drawing near to you. God is good. We're going to take of our tithes and offering right now. And I just want to stay in this theme that what you give, nobody can take away. It's between you and God. It's between you and the Lord. Or if you're in a season where he's the Father, it's between you and your Father, your Heavenly Father. It's between you and your Creator. And nobody can take away what you give to him. Now, in Corinthians, Paul's speaking, 2 Corinthians, and he's saying, you know what? We are not like the many hucksters who preach for personal profit. We preach the word of God with sincerity and with Christ's authority. And I'm believing tonight that wherever you are from, we here in Generation Ministries do not value simply trying to wrap your arm and force you to worship. We do not value trying to force you to believe or value things. We simply believe that when you look at the Word of God and when you draw near to God and you begin to be satisfied in Him, you just the only reasonable thing you can do is begin to give. The only reasonable thing you can begin to do is to serve and offer up your tithe to Him, your 10% to the local church He's put you in. Not like hucksters. We're volunteering our time that you would be an army of men and women of God boldly going where God wants you to go. And so listen, you can bring the tithe buckets down right now, young ladies. When you go and look into your wallet, when you close your eyes and begin to pray about what it is that God wants you to give, if you're not convinced that tithing is a principle that is still for us in the New Testament, when you close your eyes and you say, Holy Spirit, speak to me now. This is something that you give. It's yours. No evolutionist can take it away from you. No president, no authority, no government can take it away from you. It's simply between you and the Alpha and Omega. He came on this earth and he lived a perfect life. He died a perfect death so that you can know him. And it's your offering that you're giving to him. Value it. Value it. Amen, church? Value your sacrifice. It's unique. It's yours. Not somebody else's. God, we love you. God, we recognize that you are supreme. You are supreme, Jesus Christ. Lord, in your presence, we are satisfied. God, in everything else, we will not be satisfied in anything. We're not satisfied when we turn on television. We're not satisfied when we go and we try and drink coffee and enjoy some weird atmosphere. We are only satisfied when we are in your presence, Jesus Christ. And so, God, we acknowledge that you are supreme, that you are true, you are absolute. And we're asking that you would come and speak to us. God, we're asking that you would bless this offering and this the tithes. God, that you would bless every giving heart here. Lord, that these would be men and women who just find prosperity in abundance in their life. Lord, that you would bless them with relationships. God, you'd bless them with mentors and disciplers. God, I'm asking you would prosper them with a burden for the lost. Lord, that you would prosper them with divine encounters, that they could be men and women who are on the fringes bringing the lost in, being the love of Christ in the darkness. Lord, we love you, God. God, we draw near to you now, Father God. You are good. We love you, Lord. Now, come on, it says in the Word of God, God loves a cheerful giver. So come on, this is not a miserable thing. We are giving something that's unique. It's our sacrifice, so let's give it in a cheerful way, proclaiming that he is good. Amen, church? Will you rise to your feet with me? Let's worship.
presence for a few minutes. Don't want to walk away from this without getting what he desires to get from you and what you need to give to him. Just focus your hearts and focus your minds on the King of Kings, the Lord, the one who was born in this season, the one that we're celebrating even in this time. Just put your eyes on him because he is worthy of it. He's worthy of every thought of yours. He's worthy of you just giving him all your focus. So right now, let's just spend some time focusing on the Lord. In this next song, just put your hearts on the Lord. Get your heart right with him and worship him. If you haven't gotten to that place of worshiping him yet tonight, focus on him in this next song. Set your hearts right with the Lord tonight.
Did you rise the sun for me, or paint a million stars that I might know your majesty? Is your voice upon the wind? Is everything I know marked with my Maker's fingerprints?
Just receive from him today.
Did you rise the sun for me?
Accept your love.
Or paint a million stars that I might know your majesty? Is your voice upon the wind? Let
World. You're so unlike the things, the people that let us down and the circumstances that get in our way, God, but you are faithful. You're a faithful God, and we're able to praise your name at any moment and know that you're there and that you'll answer our call. God, we just want to thank you for that tonight. We want to thank you that we can praise your name at a moment's notice and you're there. God, there's so many of us that don't have that example in our life and people have let us down, but God, we know that you won't, that you haven't let us down. You came over 2,000 years ago and let your son die on a cross just for us. And you let your son come as a baby in a manger, one of the most humiliating ways to come as a baby, God. The King of Kings as a little baby that had to be cared for. But you didn't care because you knew it was all for us. God, we just want to thank you. I want to praise you for your gift, God. Help us to never forget what you've given to us, what you sacrificed for us, God. Don't let us forget to sacrifice our lives for you as you did for us, God. Thank you, Lord. God's good, huh? It's awesome to worship. And I just want you to find your seats. But we're going to continue tonight. We're not done. Just the mid little break that we take right before we hear from the Lord. Okay, so what about our worship team?
Amen. Let's sing a song. Let's just worship him. Let's not try to worship him. Let's get into his presence. God, tonight, we're grateful. Come on, no matter where you are, no matter what you've done,
thank you for your mercy.
God wants to interrupt you with love and forgiveness. God wants to interrupt you with mercy. God wants to interrupt you with compassion. Hey, excuse me. Can I forgive you?
Thank you for your mercy.
Can I take that burden off you? That anxiety, can I take that from you?
So patient with me.
real quick. I want to let you know it's about 9:15. You're free to go. Before we close tonight, I really want to encourage you that God is not looking for a perfect place to give His love. The first place His love found His home was a manger. All of us are a little better than a manger, I'm sure. So if you're here tonight, you feel like a manger. If you're here tonight, you feel like you're outcast. How could anybody ever forgive me? I've come to Him about 7-8 times about this same thing. Is He still going to love me? Feel like a manger, like nobody cares about you. You're just dirty. People eat off of you. You're not even recognized. Maybe you come into this youth ministry all the time. Nobody says hi to you, and you leave, and nobody says bye to you. You feel like a manger. I want to encourage you to find one of our leaders tonight and have them pray for you. We're going to continue to worship, but you're free to go. But if you feel like a manger, I want to tell you something. I got good news for you. God wants to lay His head. God wants to lay His love. God wants to lay His mercy in your heart. He wants to release you, and He wants to forgive you. Cool thing about a manger is the manger is open. A hotel, it's just closed off because it's just too good for God's love. Don't be an inn. Be the manger. Be broken and humble. Receive God's love. Amen. And I'll encourage you, find somebody. If you're dealing with something, you don't think God can forgive you, find one of our leaders and have them pray for you. Amen. So you can continue to go. But you're free to go. Get into a MyPod this week. Talk to a leader. Find out about a small group. And talk about these things. Amen. We love you. Let God interrupt you this week.
are broken at your feet, but you are never broken one. And all my empty promises are broken at your feet, but you are never broken one. And all my empty promises are broken at your feet, but you are never broken one. And you pour out mercy to reach.